And again, I have to thank Bank of Ann Arbor for making my day wonderful because I get to visit with Suzanne Vega today. Welcome, Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
It's great to see you. You were here 4 years ago, I think, is what I looked up, and promoting at that time a new series of re-recordings of your albums, Close Up.
Yeah.
The whole series is done, and now there's even a new album out.
That's right.
With a very difficult-to-say title. Tales from the Realm of the Queen of Pentacles. That's a lot
of
words.
Excellent pronunciation.
Thank you. Would you like to start with a song from this or something else from your catalog?
I think we'll start with a song from this one.
Okay. Which one are we going to do?
And this is called Don't Uncork What You Can't Contain.
Suzanne Vega in Studio 2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
All right.
Finds a bottle on the bottom shelf, forgotten and covered in dust. The label is already half torn off, open it up he must. As the corkscrew into the cork it goes, he hears the weird refrain. Do what you like, but never uncork, cork what you can't contain. Do what you like, but never uncork, cork what you can't contain. Pandora had a pretty little box and wisely she kept it hid. Till one day she couldn't resist playing around with the lid. As the shadows grew and the demons flew, the song went around her brain. Do what you like but never uncork, cork what you can't contain. Do what you like but never uncork, cork what you can't contain. The shadows grew and the demons flew, the song went around her brain. Do what you like, but never uncork, cork what you can't contain. Macklemore went to the thrift shop. He was looking to pop some tags. He found an ancient oil lamp hidden among the rags, and he picked it up, he rubbed it down, thought he'd gone insane. The genie flew out singing, never uncork, cork what you can't contain. Genie flew out singing, never uncork, cork what you can't contain. He picked it up, he rubbed it down, thought he'd gone insane. Genie flew out singing, never uncork, cork what you can't contain. Sometimes, though, you have to let out what you're keeping inside. You keep it all in, then your head will spin and your mouth is all tongue-tied. You've got to find the way to say what you say, get it down on the page or the stage. It's the cage for that tiger rage that you can't contain. It's the page and the stage is the cage for that tiger rage that you can't contain. For real, the page and the stage is the cage for that tiger rage, what it is that you feel. So, do what you like, but you better uncork, cork what you can't contain. Do what you like, but you better uncork, cork what you can't contain. Page in the stage is a cage for that tiger race that'll cause you pain. Do what you like, but you better uncork, cork what you can't contain.
Don't uncork what you can't contain. Suzanne Vega live in Studio A2, courtesy of Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Love that song. One of my favorites on the new record, so thanks for choosing
it. Oh, thank
that.
You. You're welcome.
I think lyrically it's hard not to smile when I hear you say, Macklemore went to the thrift shop.
Well, he did, you know.
I know, I heard. You said
yes,
it over and over.
Yes, it's true.
A few times. But you referencing a pop song is just kind of unusual. I don't know. After knowing your music for so many years, it just stands out. It's something different for you.
Yeah, kind of. Although, I mean, one of the first songs was Marlena on the Wall, and that's sort of a pop culture reference Marlena Dietrich.
Right.
And when I first wrote the song, I didn't always sing Macklemore there. In fact, I think I started off by saying Jerry went to the thrift shop, meaning Jerry Leonard, who does go to the thrift shop and who is sitting right here next to me playing the guitar.
That was beautiful 12-string guitar work there, Jerry. Loved it. I was going to comment on that, but you beat me.
So, and then I thought, oh, well, you know, it's one thing for Jerry to go to the thrift shop, but why not actually put Macklemore? Because I was deep into that song, into the thrift shop song when I wrote this one.
Did Jerry pop the tags earlier, or was Macklemore pop?
Jerry doesn't pop the tags. No. He just buys them normally at the front desk, the way we all do.
Normal people do.
The way normal people do.
Sorry, Macklemore. All right. Well, when I think of you and your music, I always think of how distinct your vocal is. Like, if you put on a song, sometimes you go, "Oh, that sounds like so and so," but if it's a Suzanne Vega song, it sounds like Suzanne Vega. It's always Suzanne Vega. And there's nobody else that sounds like you, which is awesome.
Thank you.
I don't know where I'm going with that other than that's a compliment, I suppose.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Being unique is a gift. And you have a gift of storytelling as well. To write songs, I don't do that. I've written poems in my life, but they're nothing like what you write. But you have such a great gift for painting the pictures of the characters in the stories. So what kind of song is easier for you to write? That kind or the kind that actually has I and you're actually talking about you, which isn't that often?
It's true. I don't usually write what I call more confessional songs. From time to time, I do. I think Songs in Red and Gray is probably the most confessional album of all of them. And I found that difficult. And I found it also kind of difficult afterwards to talk about it all the time. I think, and even the last one, Beauty and Crime, had a few sort of I songs on there. I like the stories. I think as a kid, I used to like to play with puppets and to entertain my brothers and sisters. And that's sort of still kind of what I do. I find characters to speak through or, you know, other points of view to play with. It's sort of... It's more entertaining than always being myself.
Okay. And when you write I, it isn't always you anyway,
it's
right?
It's not always me, right.
It's sometimes other people.
Right. Sometimes it's Caspar Hauser or Calypso, the goddess, or, you know, Luca or, you know, whoever it is. So there are many songs where I say I, where I don't mean myself.
Right. So this new album kind of feels thematic, and I'm not sure that it's supposed to, but it sort of does. It feels like the songs tie together.
It hangs together loosely, I'd say. Yeah, I found that the connecting thread on this album was the idea of spirituality and the real world and how they interconnect. You know, part of it is because I think as we get older, we have more perspective on things, and you know, I'd say in your middle years, you're sort of more concerned with the real world, like, you know, money and how to get more of it and that sort of thing. But as you go along, you start to see maybe money's not worth what we think it is. You can't take it with you when you go. If there's a theme to this album, it's probably that, the line between the spirit and the body and how it all plays.
If people want to find out for themselves, they can pick it up tonight at the Arc, because that's why you're in the studio. You've got a show tonight at the Arc,
right.
And the new album that came out about, I want to say 3 months ago, right? February? Is that right?
Is it 3 months already?
Holy it's May. It's
yeah, I was
going to
say last month, February. But I guess it's been 3 months already. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you know, just a few weeks ago, but no, you're right, 3 months. Yeah.
Have you been on the road the whole time?
Yes, we have.
You've lost
and
track
before,
of...
too, yeah. Oh, we've been touring since pretty much the beginning of the year. Plan to continue till the end
Excellent.
Of the year. At least, yep.
I checked with my friends at the ARC. They said there are still some tickets available. So thearc.org if you want to get details about that. Michigan Union Ticket Office is a great place to pick up tickets for the show. And how could you not go, not just Suzanne, but the fabulous Ari Hest is there as well.
Yes, he is fabulous.
Yes,
he's opening for us for this whole tour. And I've been very happy to acquaint myself with his songs.
Are you? I know he's a Brooklyn boy.
Actually, Riverdale, Bronx, yeah.
And you're from
Manhattan.
Somewhere near Orange,
I guess.
So. It's New York.
Right.
The same state, anyway.
Yeah. Same city, more or less.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. So he's a great guy. All right. Suzanne Vega's in town promoting this new album, and I'm sure you'd like to do another song from the new album.
Yeah, sure. This one's called I Never Wear White.
Ah, Suzanne Vega in Studio A2 on 107.1.
I never wear white. White is for virgins, children in summer, rides in the park. My color is black, black, black.
black is for secrets, outlaws and dancers, for the poet of the dark. Black is the truth of my situation, and for those of my station in life, all other colors lie. I never wear white. White is too blinding. Always reminding of the innocent who fall. My color is black, 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 for the crone and the bastard, for the schoolgirl in uniform, for the servant in the hall. Black is the truth of my situation, and for those of my station in life, all other colors lie. My color is black, 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 for the gangster and widow. It's the shade and the shadow, it's the depth into your
Suzanne Vega in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. I never wear white. I actually do wear white occasionally, but black is definitely my color. So I like that. I look much better in dark colors for some reason. So my wife says.
Yeah, that's wise.
Yeah.
You should listen to your wife.
I'm partially colorblind, so it's a good reason to listen to her. So yes.
All right.
And that was a song that I liked on the record. I actually really liked that arrangement. But then when I went through and just sometimes I prefer physical for one thing. And looking at the lyric book is something I really enjoy doing.
Yeah.
I can follow along with the stories if I didn't catch them when you were singing them. And that one really reads really well as a poem. I mean, if you take out the repetitiveness of the black,
yeah,
which you kind of do for, I'm sure, the song.
Black, 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 black.
You wouldn't read it that way, though.
No, I mean, of course not.
If you were writing. Now, have you thought about writing a book of just poems that you can't turn into songs? Is there such a thought process?
I did write a book back in 99.
How did I miss
and
that?
It has some poems, and then sometimes it has the rough draft of what was a poem, and then it became a song later. Sometimes I have a poem and a song that's about the same theme, that kind of thing. And I also have my essays, and a great interview with Leonard Cohen. The transcription of that is it's all in the book. Which I sell, actually, at the shows.
Oh, well, I'll have to look for that time.
Yeah, yeah. It's called The Passionate Eye, and it's a collection of poems, songs, essays.
But now I feel silly for asking you if
you plan to do it. Oh, no, don't feel silly. That, you asked me, and I'm telling you.
But
it might be time for another book at some point in the next few years.
Well, as I mentioned when you got here last time you visited, was about your close-up series, which is you basically reworking some of your songs, all of your songs, actually.
Yeah.
Putting them in thematic albums.
Yeah, yeah.
And later this year, you're going to put them all in a box set.
Yeah.
For people like me who want them all, including the songs that aren't on the physical CDs that were digital only.
Right, right.
And a new DVD.
A new DVD.
Want to tell me a little bit more about this release and when it's out?
Yeah, it's coming out in August, and I'm sure it'll come out on my website, and I'm not sure where it's being distributed yet. I'm not sure if Amazon, iTunes, those are the usual places. But yeah, it's something, it's a project that I worked on for the last few years while I was getting used to this idea of not having a major label deal. So it was my way of starting my own label and giving myself a back catalog right away.
You retain the rights to your songs that way too, right?
Right. I have the rights to my songs, so now I have physical copies of the songs that I can do what I want with. I can put them on sale, I can sell them, I can advertise them, license them out, and do whatever I want.
Soundtracks, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. So so that's worked out pretty well.
All right. So I'm looking forward to that box set because I've been holding off on volume four because, like, oh, there's a box set. Cool. I'll just wait for the I'm not quite sure what takes so long when the music's already recorded, but...
The timing of things. We were going to do it Record Store Day, and that's turned into this huge... event. Everybody and their mother seems to want to have something, so management decided that wasn't the best day to release it after all, so we picked August. You know, it's all to do with timing and that sort of thing.
How did working those songs out again help create the new album? Is there any way that you reworked, like, your, did your songwriting
change?
It made
me really eager to start working on new material. That's one thing. It's like, wow, I can't wait until we have new material and until we can flesh them out a little bit. The aesthetic of the close-up series was very stripped down.
Yeah.
It was really kind of, what do we need to make the song really sing? I really enjoyed it, and I think the fans really enjoyed it. I get a lot of emails and notes from people saying, oh, I love this. But by the time of we finished that project, I was ready to kind of expand a bit more, which I think we did on this new one.
Did it change your songwriting style at all? I mean, I didn't notice any change myself, but for you, did you go, oh, I've already done that. I need to do this now.
No, not really. I think every time I write a song, it's my standards are higher than they used to be. I mean, when I was a teenager, I was pretty happy with pretty much anything I wrote. But these days, I find I want to stretch myself more in terms of melody, in terms of harmony. I'm more aware of things, so I'm always stretching myself. And I tend not to think of the older songs so much, you know. I try not to write too many songs in A minor these days, since I feel like, I mean, I could probably do a whole album of just, like, songs in A minor, but...
Been there, done that.
Yeah, so I try to, you know, get things a little more upbeat.
Okay. Well, Suzanne Vega's at the Arc tonight. Ari Hest opening, 7:30 doors, 8 o'clock show. New album available, and these close-up series discs will also be available, I'm sure, at the show.
Yeah. What,
do you want to close with an older one or a newer one?
Oh, well, we prepared Caramel.
I would love to hear Caramel. I love that one.
Good. I do, too.
Would you like some ice cream with that?
Oh, I wish.
Okay. Suzanne Vega in Studio A2 on 107.1.
All right. Of caramel, to think of cinnamon and long for you. It won't do to stir a deep desire, to fan a hidden fire that can never burn true. I know your name, I know your skin, I know the way these things begin, but I don't know how I would live with myself, what I'd forgive of myself. Your skin,
I know the way these things begin, but I don't know how I would live with myself, what I would give of myself if you don't go. It won't do to dream of caramel, to think of cinnamon and love.
Hungry. Suzanne Vega in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. Thank you for doing that, Jim.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's a beauty. I don't know if you keep track of these things. Did that get airplay on jazz stations when it was current?
Some, I think.
Seems like it could have.
Yeah, definitely.
Beauty.
Well, I think it still does from time to time.
That is wonderful to hear. And it's great to have you back in studio and a new album. Looking forward to the show tonight. Our guest opens, 7:30 doors, 8 o'clock show. Of course, it's at the Arc. Where else would it be? That's where it belongs.
Yeah.
Great to see you.
Thank you so much.
We're back to music in just a couple minutes on 107.1.